Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, we are broadcasting from our flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, as we like to say, we appreciate the fact that everybody that's out there working, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail haulers out there, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so we can continue to motor around. Also, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. That's spelled G-E-T-T-R. Somebody asked me last hour how you spell Getter. Well, there it is, G-E-T-T-R. We're also on True Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. Find us there as Captain's America. That's Captain with an S, America. And then, of course, we have our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us saying good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Ukrainian forces struck the headquarters of the Russia Black Sea Fleet in the Russian held city of Sevastopol early Sunday. This is, of course, the Crimean ports. Right there on the Black Sea in Crimea, the furthest down towards the water, if you will, which is one of the reasons that Russia wanted Crimea, right?
Well, Crimea gives Russia access to the Mediterranean, which is they've always wanted.
Yep. So we had this attack with a drone. We had some people injured. We know that. While the Putin is in St. Petersburg, Russia, saluting his Navy on Navy Day. Wow.
Well, the other thing is that they came to an agreement, and the first ship, cargo ship, has left of Ukrainian cargo with the grain on it has left.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, as soon as that happened, there was a strike in Odessa. So this particular ship was a Sierra Leone flagged ship, and it was bound for Lebanon. This is coming from Turkey because Turkey is in charge,
right,
of all things Black Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue probably not doing what they should be doing. But anyway, There's at least $1 billion worth of grain that is stuck.
Yep.
And has been stuck. But, yeah, so these are some of the tactics that are happening. I'm just looking, too, that Ukraine is working to take back some territories, working pretty diligently. They have something called the Kraken Special Unit, and it is armed with drones. Well, they struck several Russian armored vehicles, so the fighting is intense, and it's, you know, we tend to forget about things, certainly this conflict, but it goes on.
Yes, it does. Speaking of which, Nancy P is on a little jaunt over there to Southeast Asia. Yesterday we heard her surface in Hawaii, and then we heard about her being in Singapore here in the last hour or two. And they've announced her itinerary. We're not really sure about Taiwan. However, the thing of it is many people are saying, hey, we're not going to be bullied by China. If we want to go to Taiwan, we're going to Taiwan.
Well, I have a sense that she's going to tuck her tail between her legs and not go, which is shameful. But in Singapore, she's meeting with the prime minister and the president, and then she's going to a cocktail party that's at the American Chamber of Commerce, which is, I mean, that's like going to a Washington, D.C. Chamber of Commerce party. Also on her itinerary is Malaysia, South Korea, and Japan. And she's supposed to be discussing trade, the pandemic, climate change, security, and democratic governance, like she is an authority on any of those.
Right.
She's not confirming the Taiwan part of this at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll just necessarily see what this all looks like.
Yep, because we know what the threat is that's been put out there, but then again, threats are made all the time, aren't they?
Well, they are.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. And by the way, when we come back, Ohio has been named a lead plaintiff in a class action lawsuit against Facebook and the investors who lost a bunch of money over that Elon Musk deal. Which we tell you about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Come on now.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the captain speaking, and we'll have Denise on here in just a second. Now, if you've heard about GEICO, you probably are aware that GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, is one of the largest auto insurers in the country. Actually, the second largest, all insuring some 25 million drivers in over 85 years of doing business. Now, if you got a car, if you got a truck, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RTV, or an RV, they can insure all of those. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your car insurance. And then you'll find out that you will save a bunch of money. And all I can tell you is if you go over to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, you'll find out a lot more. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Sorry about that. I put the wrong button.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone line, and we've got the first caller up is Bagamon Bob. Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just wanted to ask Denise about Iran's nuclear ambitions. I figure that any ideology that's willing to strap on explosives and have people blow themselves up might be willing to start a nuclear thing without mutual assured destruction. And the second thing is, what's the latest story on the monkeypox, and is the vaccine available and effective? All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
I believe that our national security apparatus and that of the other signatories to the JCPOA are well aware of the possibilities of what Iran would do with any kind, and I mean that literally, any kind of a nuclear weapon of any size. I don't think they have the missile capability to launch it at any kind of distance that's significant. But it doesn't have to necessarily be a long way to really raise some eyebrows and be significant. When I say significant, it won't strike the United States, but they could strike on a short range missile. They do have that ability. Any kind of U.S. installation someplace within the Middle East, we have them all over. So I'm not sure that the United States, I know that there's probably been some, I would say, shallow discussions, but given what we know about what happened in Afghanistan, and the White House keeps telling us that the invasion of Russia to Ukraine was a surprise, which I'm guarantee you it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the United States is in any position to or has given any kind of strategic thought to what we would necessarily do if there was a strike of any kind of nuclear
by
Iran.
They have the EMAD, E-M-A-D, missile project. Isn't that their long-range missile?
Yeah, but it's not functional. I mean, but they do have other abilities. As for monkeypox, I have not seen where there has been any kind of immunization for that yet.
Nope.
But I know that some huge warnings have gone out to specific communities.
Mm-hmm.
In what to do, what not to do, and so forth and so on. So I haven't seen anything or any of the drug companies working on any kind of vaccination for that. But that doesn't mean that there's something that's not out there. They're not making some other kind of suggestions.
Okay, let's go to this other caller who's been hanging in there for a while. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Iron Mike from Tampa.
Hello, Iron Mike.
These are two issues, short issues that you are you and Denise are both aware of. The Crimean Peninsula, which was Ukrainian territory,
yep.
That naval base was leased to Russia, and they had access
correct.
With supplies and everything else. And also, they had when the Soviet Union broke up, the Ukrainians had nuclear weapons, and European assurances, they gave them up. And there's no
correct.
Way that Ukraine has any hostility towards Russia.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
This is a one-way street.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
All right. Thank you, Iron Mike.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise. You want to comment
He's
further?
Precisely right. He's precisely right on all of those points. I would also add in that Latakia was a port in Syria that had been leased to Russia for many years, and Russia did not do anything with it. Mm-hmm. And prior to the war in Syria, Russia decided to turn the lights back on and upgrade it. And then in the middle of all of that, here comes the annexation of Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for this White House to say that they were absolutely stunned and sideswiped by the fact that Russia invaded Ukraine, I guarantee you that if you go through any of the diplomatic cables coming out of Eastern Europe back into our State Department, they would tell otherwise.
Mm. All right, we have one more caller here. I'm going to take the call. I don't know who it is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Eric in East Tennessee. Good morning, ma'am. Hey, real quick, going backwards here. You guys are talking about the grain export, finally, the grain ship finally leaving Odessa. I believe that was the port going into Lebanon. That's the first ship going out. Is wheat going into Lebanon? I think people should look at Lebanon. Lebanon is also the recipient of the Syrian oil in a pipeline that's been brokered and built by the Biden administration and the Russian Federation out of Syria to feed, as I say, feed Lebanon, the Lebanese, with Syrian oil and gas. And that was going back to last winter before this so-called invasion went down. I think it's a very interesting play. The first shipment of grain is going to Lebanon. That's number one. Number two, the stuff backing up a little bit further, going into the Serbia Kosovar stuff. I was downrange back in the late 90s, early 2000s in that region. There is no love lost between the Serbs and NATO after the what went down in NATO in 99. With NATO and bombing, you know, basically there were civilian targets legitimized based on even UN investigations that have recently come out in the past 10 years. And there's the war crimes that went on there by the Kosovaris. So I think in Serbia is a big-time ally with the Russian Federation. Now, if anything happens to Serbia, I guess he's going to come on in there to fight against NATO. That could be the tinderbox or the spark that sets all of Europe off. And I think some of these little spitwad shots that Ukraine's doing on parts of Crimea, that's neither here nor there. But that would be the catalyst for something big. Thanks for my call.
All right, thank you. And I agree with them on that part, because somehow or another they're trying to get the U.S. dragged into us. And I heard all kinds of discussions last night through a little group I was talking to. I know you and I were talking about off the air, Denise, about how they were trying to drag the U.S. back in through the NATO involvement into what's going on in Kosovo.
We don't have the will, we don't have the guts, we don't have any of that to get involved. We wouldn't do it in Ukraine. All we're doing is we've deployed a bunch of people to Eastern Europe just to kind of watch Russia, but we're not going to send anybody into Kosovo. This administration would not do it. They want to spend too much money on climate change.
Reprogramming people's minds?
Correct.
Jeez, boy. I'm telling you, what a bunch of clowns, you know. They wonder, you know, the military is there for two reasons, to kill people and break things. That's it.
And we're not doing any of those right now.
Nope.
Except maybe, you know, in some special cases like over in Africa, but or there might be some a little bit in Syria, because we do have some special forces there. But for the rest of them, we're not doing any of that, because this administration has no guts.
You are so right. And I will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bad channel. Have yourself a great day.
Sir, thank
you. All right,
you.
Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the different great things that she writes about. You'll know about it, and I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The death toll from flash floods triggered by torrential rain in eastern Kentucky earlier this week has climbed to 26, according to Governor Andy Beshear. Mr. Beshear said on Facebook Saturday that the state was still in the search and rescue phase and that the number of fatalities was likely to increase. I'm worried that we are going to be finding bodies for weeks to come, he said Saturday at a briefing. The governor said authorities now believe at least four children have died in the flooding after early reports that six juveniles had died. Mr. Beshear said two of those people have since been identified as adults. And President Joe Biden tested positive for COVID-19 again Saturday, slightly more than 3 days after he was cleared to exit coronavirus isolation. White House physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that Biden has experienced no reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel quite well. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And they're going to tell you more about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. It's actually over in Clearwater, across the bay from me. But that's number one. Number two is the one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you should call them up, and I'll give you the number in a minute, and ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. Now, here's why. You'll get an opportunity to talk to students. You get an opportunity to talk to teachers. And you'll get an opportunity to talk to the people that do the college loans, which includes your veterans with your veterans benefits. They can help you with all of that and make sure you got the right information for you to get the full extent of your vet benefits if you're a veteran, number one, And number two, if you're a civilian, that you can apply for a civilian loan for admission to the program. Now, this is regularly a 14-month program at either Clearwater, Florida or Concord, Massachusetts. All you got to do is call this number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give that number a call, and you'll be able to schedule an appointment. And by the way, some people actually go to two. They go to both of the schools to see which one they want to go to. And that's fine if that's what you want to do and you have the time to do it. But 800-659-2080, the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. National Aviation Academy, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. Well, the Army Special Operation Forces are considering new tech roles and unit structures to complement their growing partnership with the Space and Cyber Commands, according to Army Special Operations Command. And that makes perfect sense, because in this world of technology and things that we live in right now, a lot of what the special operators are doing involves a lot of high-tech electronical equipment, not to forget about the Internet, the use of all sorts of different ways that they're doing that. In addition, the Air Force is temporarily grounding nearly 300 trainer aircraft over concerns that their ejection seats may not fire correctly when needed. Wow. And, of course, late last week, Senate Democrats passed the $792 billion defense spending package that would dramatically boost the White House's military spending plans for fiscal 2023. But they still may not have enough money to satisfy the congressional Republicans, who may add on to that once they get the bill this week. We'll see. And in addition, as you probably heard me talking about earlier on the program, unless, of course, you're just out of bed, I'll repeat this. Number one, Ukrainian forces struck the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the Russian-held city of Sevastopol early on Sunday morning. Now, that Crimean port city is currently in a state of chaos, as you might well expect. This was a drone that did this. A drone. And number two, we have a situation right now in the northern part of Kosovo where we have a new territory, if you will, new area that has sought its independence, that's struggling to do just that. And they have imposed new regulations on the folks that came over from Serbia, that they had to get a license plate and they had to get a new form of ID in order to come over to their side of the pond, if you will, to do whatever it was they did. I guess some people were working. But in the meantime, a few weeks prior, Serbia had done the same thing to the Kosovonians, told them they had to do the same thing. So now, oh my goodness, now being provoked probably by Russia, we have a shooting war that's about to break out. And this is really serious because NATO is in the middle of it too. NATO has said they're ready to go in Kosovo if the stability of this small area of northern Kosovo is jeopardized. Now, you can only assume, make your own assumptions as to what that means, but to me, that tells me that NATO's ready to take action. And I think we're going to be in the middle of another shooting mess over there, pushed forward by Vladimir Putin, who would like to see nothing better. And as Denise just said a few minutes ago on the show, we don't have the guts to get involved in this. We should, but we don't have the guts. If we won't get involved in Ukraine, how are we going to get involved in Kosovo? And a lot of people are afraid that we're going to, the U.S. is going to get dragged into this somehow. Very well could happen. Very well could happen. And good morning to Cheryl. Good morning to Laura. Good morning to Thomas. Good morning to Felicia. Good morning to Agatha. Good morning to Kevin. Everybody, and good morning to Mac. Everybody chiming in this morning here in the chat room. Appreciate all you guys. Always a pleasure on a Monday morning to have a bunch of chatty Cathys. Some of these messages are sending me direct, but the majority of them are coming through the chat room. Now, it's obvious that Mike Pompeo is saying what he's saying. He said yesterday, China no longer has the same respect for the U.S. that they did under Joe Biden, that they did under Donald Trump. I think that's a fair and a logical assumption. Now, we know that Joe Biden is not doing things that other presidents would have done when it comes to our defense and where we should be pushing back and we're not, including our national security along the border. Again, we have no idea who's coming across that border, but yet, just let them in. Yep, just open the door. Let them in. They'll swim over, whatever. I'm just throwing something out there. But it's a shame. It's a real shame that we've lost control of our southern border. Now, we don't hear anything about our northern border. It's just as easy to come across the north into the United States from Canada as it is along the Mexican border. There's a number of places where you can hop in a boat and come across Lake Ontario, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Superior, Lake Erie, and boom, you're in the United States. Number of places. Now, if you want to take that trek across the lake, that's fine, but still, it can be done. All right, I hear the music coming up. That means when we come back, by the way, Chris Markowski's not here this week. He will be back next week via Europe. He's in Europe for a couple of weeks. He's got to get himself set up before we can do what we need to do. So I'm going to do another Truckers Highway and Fiber report when we come back. So don't go anywhere. I got more coming your way, and we're going to take a look at the flooding in Kentucky.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah, boy. Here we go.
Nailing the shingles on the roof of this house where the man says it's 108. The sweat soaking off the back of my shirt. I'm as thirsty as this red dirt clay. It's not a night, almost quitting time, and the boys wanna have fun. They like to kick back with a nice cold draft and an oversized frosted mug. I like a hard one, like a shotgun, all doubled up next to me.
Pickup truck action there with the Soul Circus Cowboys. And I like the hot one. Okay, there you go. And we'll just let that one sit and wander around for a while. Now, let me take a look here because the pilot and Flying J will bring you our Truckers Highway and Byway reports. And, of course, if you're not already a member of their rewards club. You need to go over to the Pilot and Flying J website and join. Doesn't cost anything. And right now you get four times the points to use it for the whole month of August. And give you a whole bunch of rewards here. You'll be able to use them and who knows, get just about anything you can think of. But Pilot and Flying J, check them out. They are the largest truck stop chain in the United States. We're very happy to be a little small part of them here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Well, I'm going to read you this statement because we got heat, we got flooding, we got severe storms, we got fire weather to start off the week. And Kentucky, wow, you're still getting rain and the flood water is still rising in some of those areas. And I just don't want to say, except I hope that you've been able to get whatever you could get out of there, because there's not going to be much left. What they're going to be doing now is they're beyond the point of rescue in some cases, most cases. Now it's recovery. And there's going to be a lot of more victims found. I know that. So I'm going to start in Kentucky tonight. The area that's been flooded is still flooding and getting flooder, if you can use a word like that, because there is some rain in the area. There's also some rain coming from the west right now, which isn't good, across the southern part of Missouri, also across the southern part of Illinois, and the western part of Kentucky coming across the river. It's working its way towards you. There'll be some severe thunderstorms during the course of the day, and that'll be more rain on top of what you've already got there, so just be advised. There is some flooding going on up in central Illinois right now. Probably it looks like along I-80, just south of I-80. Maybe around Joliet, to be honest with you. Looks like in that area, and you got some severe flood watches going on to the west on the Iowa state line right now. You've also got some weather moving across, which is in the southern part of Minnesota. Across I-90 over towards Rochester. And you've got all kinds of western part of Iowa, possibility of some thunderstorms there, as well as high heat warnings there, high heat warnings across most of Missouri, but also there'll be some thunderstorms during the course of the day. The eastern half of Kansas, same way. The eastern half of Nebraska, same thing too. South Dakota, the southeastern corner, you've got some flooding going on there right now, and some of the storms have already come through, but there's more weather working its way to the east. And it's just, however it happens to develop, that's how it happens, and then away they go with these storms. Up where, along the western, northwestern corner of Minnesota and the northeastern corner of North Dakota, you've also got some weather that could develop into some severe thunderstorms as well. Now, going out west, let's go out to New Mexico first. We've got some rain and some flooding going on around Albuquerque, and that water's been there for a while. We've also got over in the southwestern corner of New Mexico tonight, we have some flooding over there. It's up above I-10, halfway between I-10 and I-40. So there you go. up in the northeastern corner of Arizona, above I-40, you have some flooding going on there, as well as some more rain in the southeastern corner of Utah. Now, we've got this major fire, this wildfire that's been burning. Well over 51,000 acres burned right now, which is up in the Klamath Falls Park, which is almost into Oregon. And the conditions there to try to get that fire under control are slim to none, because it's so hot. It's so hot. Everything is so dry. It's just burning and burning and burning. Looks like it's going to keep burning for a while, too, unfortunately. A lot of smoke up there in Oregon, on the California and Oregon border, too. I'll be advised of that. And you've got a bunch of rain now coming up I-15, goes up to just about Las Vegas and then goes to the west of there and goes straight up into the middle part of Nevada all the way to the Oregon line and Idaho line. But up in Washington State and parts of Oregon, parts of Idaho, you've got extremely warm temperatures there. You've got a fire watch and extremely hot temperatures today in Montana, where it's very, very, very dry. Coming across I-94, coming across I-90, be advised, it's going to be just that way. And also in the northeastern corner of Wyoming tonight, you're going to have some interesting problems there. There's a poor air quality alert around Denver. All the smoke coming here, going there. Seems to be settling in on Denver right now. No thanks to what's there. And then down in South Texas, we have an area of weather in South Texas. Eagle Pass east over to the bay, to the Gulf of Mexico and the bay that's right there. You've got the possibility of some severe thunderstorms cranking up a little bit later in the day. Probably going to go out into the Gulf, and then away you go, because we got, I just went out back about 30 minutes ago or so, looked out towards the west, and you can see some lightning out there, so there's some weather in the Gulf that's going somewhere. As far as the somewhere, we don't know. But let's talk for a second about the pilot and the Flying J nearest you. When you truckers see that, you already know this. Most of you already know this because you have been stopping there for years. But they're remodeling a bunch of the pilots and a bunch of the Flying J's. They're adding more amenities. Plus, in some cases, they're putting in service stops where you can pull in there, get an oil change, get a truck wash, get your tires changed, all that good stuff. And it's all part of Pilot and Flying J's commitment to you, the trucker, the road warriors, to get it done and make it your one-stop shop, your one-stop home. And I know the food at some of these Flying J's is just unbelievable because of what you got in there. You got the Denny's in there, and some of them. And, of course, when you get a Wendy's in one, or a Carl's Jr. in one, or a McDonald's in one, a Pilot included, then you know what you're going to get there, so you already know what the menu is going to be. But they have got some really good food in some of these restaurants, and it's something that keeps the truckers moving. Keeps the truckers moving. All right, and Eric, I meant what I said. Take the boy fishing. All right, folks, we're coming back after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be back.
Hey, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.